Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. At its Build conference, Microsoft announced Copilot for Windows 11, coming to insider testers next month. This will live in the taskbar and provide a chatbot assistance that can summarize and explain text in apps on the system, as well as adjust PC settings. Microsoft 365 Copilot, that's the one that lives in Office apps, will now get plugin support, including ones for team messages and power platform connectors. These will use the same standard as OpenAI's ChatGPT plugins. And 365 Copilot will also come to the Edge browser. The company also announced Bing is the default search engine for ChatGPT chatbots. Sony announced it sold almost 600,000 PSVR2 units in its first 6 weeks of availability, about 8% more units than the launch of the original PSVR. Sony also announced it plans to invest more in new franchises for PlayStation, aiming for a 50-50 spending split between new and old intellectual property by 2025. By that year, Sony also expects 60% of PS5 investments to go toward live service games. Netflix began emailing U.S. users about changes to its password sharing policies. Users on a Netflix standard plan can add one extra member using the service outside a primary household for an extra $7.99 a month. Netflix premium subscribers can add up to two outside accounts at that same price each. Subscribers on basic and standard with ads tiers cannot add extra members, they just have to get a new subscription. Primary Netflix accounts are based on the IP address used to watch the service on a TV. Intel released a white paper outlining a new microarchitecture for its chips called x86s. It eliminates 16-bit and 32-bit legacy support. Right now, x86 chips support 16-bit, 32-bit, and 64-bit operations. Getting rid of older support leaves more room on die for other features. It can improve power efficiency, speed up boot times, and lowers the attack surface for security issues. Keep in mind, this is just a white paper, so we're a long way away from a shipping product. Google launched a bug bounty program for its first-party Android apps called the Mobile Vulnerability Rewards Program. This includes apps from Google, Fitbit, Nest, Waymo, and Waze. Google launched a bug bounty for its web apps all the way back in 2010 and added one for its open-source software projects last year. Opera began testing a new OpenAI-powered sidebar called Aria. This can use ChatGPT to generate text and answer questions using up-to-date information from the web. It can also answer questions about the Opera browser itself, trained on the app's technical documentation. Google followed up on stories that said the company was going to offer AI tools to advertisers. Product Studio lets merchants on Google Shopping and Shopify users of the Google and YouTube app edit and customize product shots using generative AI. You can do things like change the background image to be more seasonal, remove the product background altogether, or change the resolution of an image. Product Studio launches for US-based sellers in the next few months. Google also repeated the plans that it announced at Google I.O. to place ads in its search chatbot, still, though, no timeline for when. Google's Bard chatbot began rolling out image support. This will return images when relevant to a conversation, but does not generate images from text yet. Down the line, Google plans to implement answering queries based on user-submitted images, as well as text-to-image generation using Adobe Firefly. Fujifilm announced a new vlogging-focused mirrorless camera, the XS20. It uses the same 26-megapixel sensor as the previous XS10, but uses the latest X Processor 5 to offer the same autofocus capabilities as its flagship cameras. It can also shoot up to 6.2K 10-bit open-gate video and stream 4K 60 frames per second as a webcam through OBS Studio. It ships June 29th for $1,300. Fuji also announced it will release an updated camera syncing mobile app on May 25th for iOS and Android, promising better stability and faster image transfers. It's only compatible with Fuji cameras using Bluetooth. Samsung updated its M8 smart monitors. These come in 27 and 32-inch models, and they add HDR 10 Plus and portrait orientation support. Most other features remain the same as the original M8. It comes out in June, starting at $650. Logitech announced the $699 Logidock Flex, a docking station designed for shared hybrid workspaces. It offers an 8-inch screen, two USB-C and three USB-A ports, supports up to two 4K monitors, and can charge devices up to 100 watts, and it includes gigabit Ethernet. The screen can be used to reserve rooms or show desk availability, show calendars, and join meetings. It comes out in the fall. And finally, Nintendo officially discontinued its 3DS handheld console back in 2020, but it released a firmware update for the system this week. Ars Technica reports that some users found the update removed several documented methods for installing custom firmware on the 3DS used in homebrew applications. The update doesn't seem to break custom firmware already installed on the device, but it does make it harder to initially install it. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.